It's derby time. Come on, tell your friends. We'll go to many distant lands with Dan the coach and Jackie the skater. The fun will never end. It's derby time. Welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. This is Jackie Bauer. Thank you for joining me today on the path to becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Hi, listeners. How are you doing today? No, really. Like, you've probably been taking care of other people, family members, maybe you're still going to work. I just want to check in with you right now, just for a minute. How are you? How are you holding up? How are you feeling? How are your emotions doing? How are you framing the situation day to day? I really hope you're doing well. And I'm sending out my love and positivity to you like immediately, like pew pew. Like, I'm sending all the lasers early because I really want this for you. And I want you to be in a good mood for the podcast. I want the podcast to continue to be a place where you can find uplifting information and stuff that can help you day to day in your sport and in your life, because we're here to become better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Nothing about that has changed. We will always be on this magical journey of self-improvement here. And I know that might be harder now than it usually is. It might be a little harder. Not everyone's going to be looking at this situation as, oh, look, it's my journey of personal growth. It's almost a privilege for some of us. But I do believe deep down, I don't think any of us came to roller derby with the strong desire to arrive as one person and leave as the same exact person with no change whatsoever. I don't think anyone came into this sport intending to leave the same. No progress, no journey. I think we all came here for something special, and nothing about that has changed. I think we came here to learn something about ourselves and to take on challenges. It's a pretty big challenge. So today's episode is about rising to the occasion, rising to challenges. And we're going to get a little nerdy. I'm going to talk a little bit about philosophy, stoicism in particular, books I've read in the past like Seneca. Also, I kind of want to open with a little bit of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, because this is a book ever since I read it, I listen to the audiobook again once a year, because I find it as a great way to get my mind right a little bit, especially if I've gotten too busy and too bogged down and too distracted. Like, just so much is coming at me and I feel like I'm juggling and I just feel like I need to slow down. That's when this book comes in. It helps me slow down. I want to read to you a few of the quotes from the book, just because it's funny. I picked up my notebook full of notes and quotes and things I've written down because I plan to talk about Seneca, but it just fell open to Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance because this is just a spot I come to so often. I highly recommend having a notebook that's just for notes about books you read, because I love that, because you know, sometimes you read a whole book and you forget what it was you took away from it. I really like to put notes down so that if I want to go back and see something, just a little refresher, I can very quickly find it, like a quote or something I wrote down about the book. It's like school, you know, when you take notes, things sink in a little bit better, right? And that's how I feel about it. So I have a special motivational notebook here. This quote is, "We're in such a hurry most of the time, we never get a chance to talk. The result is a kind of endless day-to-day shallowness, a monotony that leaves a person wondering years later where all the time went and sorry it's all gone. The situation we're all currently in is an opportunity to slow down and think a little bit. Sometimes we're rushing around so much day to day, we don't take any time for ourselves. We don't take any time for reflection. And if you don't take time to reflect, it's harder to learn. You might just find yourself in the same patterns of behavior over and over again whenever you're faced with certain situations, right? Another quote here is, sometimes it's a little better to travel than to arrive. I like to think about that one a lot because a lot of us dream about that big game we're going to be in, right? That really big, magical game that we're all fighting for. Maybe it's at a big tournament. Maybe it's our first time at some special tournament. Maybe we're competing for something, or maybe we're just excited to finally be at this tournament. But it's about the journey that got you there. You wouldn't get to the big game. You wouldn't get to the tournament without the journey. Think of all the hours of practice, all the off-skates training you've done in your own time, all the things you've done to learn and get better at your sport. You won't get there without the journey. And we're on a different kind of journey right now. All of us are dreaming about getting back on our skates in that first practice. We're imagining, you know, life getting back to quote unquote normal, whatever that is going to be. But we shouldn't discount the time we have now either and just assume that life is on pause, that nothing we do now has any meaning. Only when we get back to roller derby and to regular life will our life be like living. That's not true. We could be living right now. We could be living every day. It's a matter of framing your mindset and thinking about this as a step of the journey. So one of the really interesting things in Stoic philosophy, let me backtrack to explain Stoicism just a little bit for those who might not be familiar. The term Stoic, we often think of as somebody who is a little bit emotionless, very serious. My cat is very stoic, the older cat, not Lupin. Lupin's a maniac. So your older cat is stoic, who has no change in expression. But Stoic philosophy, it's not about no emotions. It's about finding ways to avoid negative emotions, because Stoics don't find negative emotions to be particularly productive. Things like anger and fear, they basically have little tricks and ways to get away from those and into emotions that will generate more positive growth, things that will help you move forward. They really love positive emotions. They embrace them very highly. So Stoicism is about emotion. It's just about the type of emotion that will help you moving forward and accepting the present. That's another funny thing about Stoic philosophy, is this idea of being in the present. Because think about it. We can agonize about the past, about mistakes we've made, things we've done wrong. Oh, I really screwed up in that jam. Oh, I wish I played better in that game. Oh, if only I had trained more going into the season, I wouldn't be so out of shape. If only, if only, if only. What do those if onlys do? What do they add up to? They just twist in your gut and make you feel awful. Just awful. What does beating yourself up ever do? Not much. Just makes you feel bad. Let's think about the future. Oh, I have to get back to roller derby. Everything is about getting back to roller derby. Oh, what if I'm not prepared for this game? What if I'm not prepared for the season? What's going to happen? Oh my gosh, what's going to happen with playoffs? What's going to happen with champs? What's going to happen with all these things? Well, we do have a couple of those answers now. We know playoffs are off the table. But worrying also doesn't help very much unless you're making a plan for the future. If you are making a plan, you can think about the future. But if you're just agonizing over things you don't have control over, What are you doing? There are things we can control and there are things we can't control. And we have to know the difference. We have to know the difference so that we can keep going, moving forward, being awesome. There's no reason we can't be a little bit awesome right now. There's no reason we can't be a little bit extra if we want. I've seen some of you just skating in your driveway. I've seen some of you skating in a church parking lot, any empty parking lot you can find, being out on trails, dancing on your skates. I really like the handstand challenge where you're putting your jersey on. I think I'm going to have to give that a try at some point. There's no reason we can't be on that journey right now. In the present, the past or the future can't affect us at all. We're just here right now. Look around right now. What are you doing right now? If it's flipping through the social media, it's probably not feeling that great because we're used to these hits of dopamine that we would find going through the Facebook news feed or on Twitter, for example, and we're not getting those right now because we're seeing a lot more negative information. I know people are making their best efforts, but it's a little harder to find the light there, isn't it? And so I would suggest putting just a little bit of a limit on how often you go on. Maybe a time limit or a time that you stop by. And just, what if you opened up a book or played a video game and got some escapism or went for a run or a trail skate or a bike ride, went for a hike with your dog? There are so many things we could be doing to just embrace a growth mindset. Okay, I said I was going to talk about framing devices, and then I just went on a big tangent because I have just the bare bones of bullet points in front of me of some ideas of what I was going to talk about today. I am truly flying by the seat of my pants. Everything I'm saying is not planned so much today. Framing devices are an amazing way to react to a situation. So let's say, for example, that you go to bed an extra hour early and then your cat also decides to get you up an extra hour early. So you still lost the hour of sleep that you were really hoping to get when you're recovering and sleep is super important. And so you decide, I'm just going to get up now, feed my dog. I'm going to play with both of my cats for 20 minutes until they are tired. And then we're all going to go back to sleep together. Okay, by telling the story this way, I am telling you of a situation where I took a situation where I could have been really mad and frustrated. And that would have been a fun story to hear where I'm just like, oh, that darn cat, boo. Instead, I'm telling you of how I flipped my mindset and decided to embrace the situation and find something positive in it and react to it. I've been doing a lot of clever problem solving lately because I'm thinking about what the story will be later. Working from home for a really long time, over a decade, both Coach Dan and I work from home. So all of our social interaction has been dependent on roller derby pretty much. So these little antidotes, these little stories we tell each other, it's like whatever, we see each other all the time. But I really loved going to practice so that I could hear about other people's days and little events and situations they went through and get to share some of my own. I liked to show up with stories about my animals, stories about something weird that happened. I like to live my life in a way where I think about the story I'll be telling someone later. And I think a lot about what my role is in that story and how I come off, because I'm going to tell the story truthfully. So if I want it to be a great story, I have to react to the situation the way me as the hero would. And that means positive mindset. That means having a laugh. That means thinking about something smart to do about it so that it won't happen again if something goofy happened. You're the hero in your own story. Live your life so your story told truthfully is not being miserable and frustrated and letting negative emotions get the best of you. But maybe you're someone who just cleverly addressed challenges and smiled your way through and found workarounds. This works not only for the future, but helps the situation you're in right now. So it isn't just about the story you're going to tell later, but when you're thinking about how the story's going to be right now in this moment, it makes the situation a little easier. It makes it a little lighter. So framing device of what a great story this is going to be later. Think about telling your grandchildren about this point in your life when you played roller derby. What's the story you want to tell them? About this story where you kind of had to go stay in your house for a while. What's that story look like? Another great framing device is comedic. How could this be funnier? How could this be a funny story? Like stubbing your toe and laughing about it instead of like cursing the furniture. I think a lot about this in terms of roller derby culture. The team I'm on now, in the past, it was a different culture. At practice, you would see a lot more pursed lips, short tempers, taking themselves very, very, very seriously. It's a very serious roller derby game. Every mistake was just a, ah! Or maybe swearing at each other, blaming themselves, just outcries of frustration, anguish, pain, suffering. Okay, I'm being a little bit dramatic, but it could be like that. Maybe your roller derby team has been like that, or a team you've been on. Maybe it's the team you're on now. But when you start changing your mindset and the framing devices you use to see situations, things change. The team I'm on now takes challenges differently. They look at a challenge as not an opportunity to fail, but as an opportunity to learn. And if you learn, you're a lot more likely to succeed. If you got it right on the first try, you didn't really learn anything, right? So now, when I hear that amazing outcry from that same exact skater, it's not screaming at herself or at anyone else, because it's accompanied by a laugh. And that's why I miss the skaters so much, because, oh my gosh, just the biggest laugh ever when she made a mistake. And then she learned from it and do better. She'd give herself a little, instead of being mad, she'd give herself a little pep talk about what she wants to do next. And she does it in a funny way that always makes me laugh. That's why I love this teammate so much. I love my team because everyone universally has gotten on board with this idea of let's have a good time while we're here and learn and not take ourselves so seriously that we make ourselves miserable. Roller derby shouldn't be a miserable time in your life when you're frustrated and going in and failing all the time. If you make it entirely about, you know, your laps in 5 minutes or your lead jam percentage or some particular stat, you're not getting a chance to learn about how you're reacting to it. Give yourself a break and laugh. Just laugh a little bit.
Let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our wonderful sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Stakesware. Stakes makes contact wear tops, bottoms, and accessories optimized for roller derby target and blocking zones. And hey, they would know, they're roller derby skaters themselves. You'll be able to slay without worrying about impact. Their impact material XRD has the highest impact absorption capability currently available on the market. I once took a monster hit to the sternum and it didn't heal completely for 2 years. The Stakes Pro Top gave me extra protection in the vital areas I needed for my chest so I could keep playing the sport I love. When looking for contact wear, I was worried I'd look bulky, but with Stakes, you get to look great in this cool finish design with low profile, skin-friendly material. Plus, you can smell great because it's treated with Microband antimicrobial protection, which allows for fewer washes. Seriously, I just do a quick rinse in cold water after practice and let it air dry. Use the code POWER4 to get 10% off your first purchase. Visit stakeswear.com or find them on social media at stakeswear. Today's episode is sponsored by Moda Skates. Moda boots are better than the rest for serious performance and serious comfort. The Savage Tech starts with an ultra-lightweight composite sole injected with long fiberglass, enabling much more rigidity than a standard leather sole. This means more direct power transfer with every push in your stride. The FlexFit counters are the first and only counter that adjusts to your foot and eliminates the difficult break-in period. Other boots become softer over time, but then ultimately break down, losing the fit that allows you to perform at your best. These will have the same fit from day 1 to year 20. The Savage Tech external mounting template makes mounting the plate of your choice as easy as 1, 2, 3. Perfection front to back and side to side. You'll also have the ability to change your heel height externally, which can allow for better balance, stability, and maneuverability. The performance-enhanced anatomical footbed disperses that awful pressure that can accrue while skating that causes blisters, calluses, and foot numbness. The barefoot fit lets your toes rest comfortably. Ah, sweet toes, you deserve this. Get motivated with Moda Skates. Use our discount code PT4W at checkout at modaskates.com. MOTA skates.com, code PT4W. This episode is brought to you by Bout Betties, the only roller derby subscription service in the world. They offer a range of levels, so you're sure to find a pack that fits in your budget. So whether you're wanting derby enamel pins, comfy athleisure clothes, or sturdy workout apparel, they have you covered. As for me, I super love the apparel. You may have noticed how often I wear it when I make videos for our Facebook page. The leggings, shorts, and sports bras are amazing. The material is ridiculously silky, smooth, and soft. The first time I pulled on my leggings, I could not stop touching my legs and asking friends to touch my legs so they could feel the magic that is this material. And it's so darn cute. There's mermaids, dinosaurs, cats, and many fun new designs coming your way. Whether you're hitting the track, skate park, gym, or grocery store, you will turn heads and bring joy to those you meet. They offer sizes small through 3X, and leggings are bout tested and derby durable. Subscribe today using our podcast promo code POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. It's like derby Christmas every single month, and yes, they do ship internationally. Now, back to our show. I would love to hear some feedback about what I've been doing with the ad break lately, because I've been doing something a little bit different. Do you like having them all together instead of spaced out throughout the episode? Let me know. I would really like to know. Something new. During the break, I took an opportunity to keep just flipping through this very well-loved notebook, and I just love some of the quotes from this book. For example, this quote says, "You look at where you're going and where you are, and it never makes sense. But then you look back at where you've been, and a pattern seems to emerge." It's funny, sometimes it's hard to see things when you're really deep in them, when you're in them right now, right now. It's hard. It's hard to see further than that. Another quote here actually addresses that. Here's a quote. "Some things you miss because they're so tiny, you overlook them, but some things you don't see because they're so huge." And it's true, right? It's absolutely true. There are things we've been neglecting in our lives that we just kind of overlook because we're so quote unquote busy all the time. So we miss out on opportunities to work on mindset training, to work on all the mental stuff that goes into our sport, because we just assume that'll show up on game day. Guess what? It doesn't just show up on game day. It's a pattern over time. And when you look back, you can see where it came from. If you, for example, have a certain fear of a skill or a difficulty with a certain skill, you might look back and see that it came from something that happened in your training, like a pattern of falling or something, or not wanting to look bad. And so you didn't continue to work on that. So now you still have this kind of glaring error in your readout when people look at you and decide whether you're going to be on a roster. You're like, oh, I still can't plow stop that good because I don't work on it. Why?
But you can see over time why it got there. It's hard to see it right now, right? Here's another quote from the book, Zen in the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. You'd think I have a podcast. This quote says, "Is it hard? Not if you have the right attitude. It's having the right attitude that's hard." And here's another one. "To live only for some future goal is shallow. It's the sides of the mountain which sustain life, not the top. Here's where things grow." Again, this is another quote about the journey. I used to be very, very, very achievement-based. Everything was about achieving for me. I was so goal-oriented, I could hardly see anything else around me except for the one thing I was driving really hard for. And you miss stuff along the way. You can't just go to the top of the mountain and be like, ha-ha. You missed all the trees and animals and everything else you could have seen on the way if you only think about the goal. It's always about the journey of growth. So here's another Stoic challenge frame for you that I think can help you in roller derby and in life. Stoics had an interesting way of looking at things. They wanted to see things as a challenge. If something went badly, if some sort of misfortune, setback, let's say an injury, let's say you got injured like I did. Let's say that, like I did, you had a really bad knee injury, you rehabbed the entire off season, you came back and you were trying so hard to be well and okay and get confident on your skates again to be able to trust your leg. And then in the midst of all that, you got a concussion. Now, Stoics would say that the Stoic gods are testing you. Now, I don't particularly believe that there are Stoic gods out there who are just trying to mess with me, but that's how Stoics would look at it. They would be like, ha, I'm just being tested right now. Let's see how I react to this. What am I going to do with this test? How am I going to come back from this test? And so in looking at it that way, it's not woe is me, which is so, so easy to fall into. And many of us are in that place pretty often right now with the challenges that we're being faced with. But if you think of it as this is a chance for me to do something with it, that's how you come out of it. So right now, I'll confess, I'm still not headache free. I'm still not out of the woods from this thing. And it's been a very long recovery. But now my mindset is 100%, man, like just like it was when I was coming back from my knee before the concussion. I'm just kind of like, wow, I'm going to be so awesome when this is done, because I've been given, through this horrible circumstance, I've been given a gift of time to get better now. I have time to get better. I'm going to get completely better. And then I'm just going to build from the ground up again. I'm just going to start over. I'm going to build the strength, and then I can start working on the endurance. But I've got balance. I've got so many things I can work on. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to the journey of just going through all these things. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be a really great story too. Another way besides like, I'm being tested by the Stoic gods. Another way I've been kind of doing this for a while, maybe unconsciously. I've been thinking about it a lot this week because I like to watch playthroughs of choice-based video games. I'm getting really nerdy. if you've ever heard of the game Detroit Become Human or Life is Strange, these are some of the games out there where it's a choice-based video game. You are a character, sometimes multiple characters in the case of Detroit Become Human, and you keep being put in challenging situations where you choose what you're going to say, how you're going to approach a situation. Sometimes there's some action bits too, but you are deciding what journey your character is going to go on. And based on that journey, different options will become available to you, and certain options will be cut off from you over time. And From the beginning of the story to the end of the story, it's going to be very dramatic. For example, in Life is Strange 2, it's a journey of two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. The younger brother has telekinesis, and the older brother is trying to keep it a secret. They're on the run from the cops because some bad things happened. They're hoping to get to Mexico, and you make all these choices along the way. And based on the choices you make throughout the video game, it's going to determine the outcome, the epilogue. Like, there are many outcomes to this game. The two brothers could end up together. The two brothers could be separated. The two brothers might be in Mexico. One might be in jail and the other might be living with his grandparents. The little brother might become an evil superhero, an evil villain, and not the superhero he wanted to be. And those are all based on decisions you make along the way with how you react to things that happen to you. So throughout the day, I often think about things almost as a point system. Like, I love to-do lists. If I mark things off my to-do list, I kind of get little invisible points. If I handle a situation well, I kind of give myself points. For example, the other day I was on the phone with my parents. We were on the phone for an hour and a half. It was a pretty long time for us. And there was a point where I almost lost my temper with them, because they were giving me a hard time and trying to tell me I wasn't taking the current situation seriously. And I kind of came back a little bit with, like, wasn't I the one who asked you to please come home because you were vacationing? Anyway, we got away from that awkward situation and had a really, really, really nice phone call. So when that happened, I kind of docked myself some points because I lost my temper and I shouldn't have been defensive with them, because they're just trying to be my parents and they're going through a lot of stuff right now too with all this, because we're all human and we're all dealing with things from our own perspective. And I could have done better, but I gave myself points for recovering from that and the rest of the call being really good. I've been giving myself points lately for times that I have handled situations with my kitten trying to destroy everything better. Oh, he's a funny one. When I handle it really well and I laugh and I reframe the situation and I cuddle him and I think about what a good boy he's going to be as soon as he gets a little calmer, everything is great. But when I lose my temper and I get mad and maybe I shout at him or, you know, then in that situation, I think to myself, like, I imagine the path that that video game would go on, where the cat becomes an absolute maniac who's afraid of people and claws everybody and he's evil supervillain and destroys I don't know. That's the path I think of when I'm not kind enough. And so it helps me remember to be kind, because I want this to be great. I want the journey to be great. So let's talk some more about roller derby on our roller derby podcast. I think about this a lot with the roller derby journey, particularly with my interactions with other people. For example, at practice this year, before things got shut down, there were a few moments where I became frustrated and was not as kind to myself in my recovery. I dock myself some points for that. That wasn't the best way to go. But for every time that I helped out a teammate, helped somebody learn something, said an encouraging word, made somebody laugh, got someone to dance with me, I had a synchronized dance with a teammate that was amazing. We didn't plan it at all. And I was like, yes, go team. Anytime we had fun, anytime we got better, all the points for that. It's all about the journey, you guys. I know right now it's really easy to get fixated on each individual thing we're missing out on. Next week would have been the first game of our home season for my team. We haven't had any games yet this year. If you had some games yet this year, I'm so happy for you. I'm really glad that you got to play roller derby in a game this year. I'm not as sure the rest of us will. I don't know how long this is going to go, but in the last week or so, I've definitely opened up my eyes to the reality that this could be a really lengthy endeavor, And that means we can't just put ourselves on hold forever. Somebody said something that really kind of shook me, and in a different podcast, they said that life is never going to go back to normal. I agree and disagree with that quite a bit, because I agree, I don't think life will go back to exactly the way it was, but I will think things will normalize because we're human beings and we adapt. Whatever we do becomes the new normal. I've been in self-isolating for a month, and this feels like the new normal now. It's gotten to a place where I guess this is okay. This is life. I got a couple more challenges today before we go. One is the idea of the last time. This is a fun way to be a lot more grateful and happy for the things that we have. Picture this. When was the last time you had your skates on? What did you do that day? What was that like? Picture your last roller derby practice. Who was there? Look around the room at the faces, if you can, in your memory. Think about your coach. Think about the music that was playing, if any. Think about the temperature of your space, if that had an impact on things. If you can remember what you wore, what it felt like, if you remember the breeze skating around the track, if you remember what the hits felt like to give and receive, that was the last roller derby practice that you had. We don't know when the next one's going to be, so we might as well cherish the memory of the one we had. Every time we do something in this life, it could be the last time. You never know what's going to happen in your life. I have to remember my last roller derby practice as the practice where I was asked to gear down because of my concussion symptoms, because I didn't gear down on my own and I just wanted to stay on skates in the middle. I have to remember that as the practice where I ended up having a long talk in the locker room just to get my feelings out with our captain. I wish that that had been a better last practice. I don't know when my next one's going to be, but I wish I had a better memory of my last practice. It was really fun talking to Mr. Testosterone last week because his last big event on skates was coaching at a clinic with tons of people having a great time and learning skills for the first time. That had to be a great adventure. It was a road trip. It was exciting. That's a great memory. Every time you talk to somebody, what if that was the last time you talked to them? How would you feel about what you said? When you start framing things in that way, I'm not telling you this so that you get like, ooh, like really in your head about everything. And like, I don't know. I don't want to do bummers here. This is not a bummers podcast. This is a positivity podcast. But we should think about like, what if I didn't see this person again? Am I happy with how that last conversation went? And it makes us be a lot more kinder and have a lot more compassion with each other. We're less likely to fight about things that don't matter. We're a lot more likely to do something nice for each other, because what if? I again, don't want to freak you out. It's just a framing device for your mindset. I mean, sometimes the Stoics go so far as to envision how much worse their situation could be. All of us right now could be in a situation that's much worse than it is right now. And it usually, just thinking about it for a second, makes you more grateful for what you have. I'm extremely grateful that I have a spouse that I get to be with. I'm grateful for my pets. And I really love my house. My house is great. I don't mind being in this house. I love it. So all of this, we're going to work on Stoicism this week if you want to come along with me on this journey, because I think it will make us better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings, as I like to say. I hope that you took away something from this episode that was helpful. Please let me know. I would love to hear feedback, because I know it's real quiet out there and it's hard to reach out, but you never have to feel shy about sending me a message. Someone left a comment last week to let me know that there had been a problem with the audio initially with the Mr. Testosterone episode. I then fixed it, and the person said that they had been nervous to message me. You can always message me. I am not that busy. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I want to say extra special thank you to the people who came to watch the Twitch stream yesterday. It was a lot of fun. We did story time with Jackie. We did the history of Windy City versus Philly in 2013, watched a lot of the game from ECDX and the game from Champs. It was a lot of fun. It's so funny to look back at Derby then and now. And as a result of that, some of the feedback I've gotten is people would like to hear more history of roller derby stories. Like, hey, the history of the whole sport. Maybe we do chapters. I don't know. Maybe all of that is to come. I will work on it and think on it because I like to have my research ready, and I like to have facts and numbers in front of me and not just go completely from my brain like I did today. Let's get to the rest of our thank yous. I want to thank a new patron on Patreon, pew pew, to Kelsey Stewart. Thank you for getting on board. We've also got a new supporter on Anchor, which is another thing you can do. Trisha, thank you for becoming a supporter on Anchor. That's so cool. I also want to thank all my patrons, everyone who's supporting the podcast. Thank you so much, especially our top tier patrons, Stevie Kicks, Rachel White, Tara Wevenson, and the training team at Charlotte Roller Derby. Having you guys in my Discord lately has been a blast. I love being able to connect with you, and it's been especially interesting now because you've been giving me reports on what's going on in your cities and ideas your leagues have been coming up with to stay engaged and connected with each other, and ideas for practicing, and we've just been kind of bouncing things off of each other, and it's nice to have connection right now. We're all doing our best. I personally am planning to host a quote-unquote game night on Zoom this week with the team because we got to break up the monotony. We got to do something a little different. And I think game night would be fun. And I'm thinking about workout bingo. I'm going to make a bingo and we're going to work out and it'll be really fun. I also want to thank Jenergy, our transcriber, who always makes me look good in text. I want to thank everyone who shared things for me on Facebook this week, especially the new story time with Jackie video with Sandrine Ranjan and the Highest Jam. Pucker Punch, Cindy Mosier, Monica Trevino, Oraella Abbasolo Rabino. Oh, that was fun to say. Sonny Lewis, Mr. T. Reigning QB Man, River City Roller Derby, Tweed Valley Rollers, Carissa Twerp, and Polly Sue. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. And on Instagram, stories and feedback from Archie Strange 13 and Invader Zoom 42. Thank you to our sponsors, Stakesware, Motoskates, and Bout Betty's. Couldn't do it without all of your support, really. Everyone who listens, thank you so much. If you've ever shared an episode with somebody, thank you. I truly appreciate it. We have been talking about Derby and sharing Derby thoughts. Pew, pew!
Thank you for listening to another episode of Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. I really hope those laser beams of positivity will carry through your day. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter at Power Fourth Whistle. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E. You can find fun videos of on and off skates training at our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. You could also support the podcast on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. The benefits of becoming a patron include fun stuff I can send you, like stickers, buttons, or shirts from our Threadless store. You can get access to our Discord server, bonus content, and free giveaways. Plus, patrons now have access to an ad-free version of the podcast that will download to your favorite podcast app each week, and everyone can access our transcribed episodes at patreon.com/powerfourthwhistle. If you like the content we provide and want to support us on this journey, please consider becoming a patron. If you want to expand your derby wardrobe, of course, another way to support the podcast is visiting our store at powerforthwhistle.threadless.com, where you can get our designs on just about any type of apparel or accessory you can dream up. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast anywhere you can. Leaving reviews is still the best way to help this podcast be found and spread those laser beams of positivity to more humans. Plus, it's a way you can give back that is completely free. Open up your Apple Podcast app, punch those stars, and leave me a pew pew!